USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting a Whirlpool factory in the battleground state of Ohio. The president saying he'll always fight for manufacturing jobs and points to a 2018 executive order he signed imposing tariffs on foreign-made washing machines.
Whirlpool's 9 factories across the United States were soon thriving like never before, investing in new products, new infrastructure, and hundreds of new American jobs.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
"There were 60 days federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, a No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.